Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Well, good morning and welcome to Grow Omaha. Glad you've joined us this morning. Jeff Beals here at your service from NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate Company. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing, dndmroofing.com. We're going to be very busy today, so without any further ado, I'm going to introduce my co-host, a man who is busy stuffing his Thanksgiving turkey, Trenton Magid.
Yeah, sorry I had to bring it in. I'm really behind.
I really appreciate you sharing your turkey.
I'm gloved and masked up, no problem.
But can you believe it's already Thanksgiving weekend? Kaboom, this year is as troublesome as it's been. You got to admit, it's gone fast.
It has been a very fast year, and congratulations to the mighty West Side Warriors.
Our alma mater.
Absolutely. And the last time they won 38 years ago, my brothers Terry and Tucker Magid were playing when they went 12 seasons 12-0, so they're 24-0.
That's right. And they were, and the Magid boys were real good players.
Yes, they were. It's a pretty impressive. Boy, did you see that press release from Council Bluffs Public Works?
I must have missed it. Tell us about it.
Supposedly, they're really cracking down. They're going to start cracking down on public urination and defecation.
Is this a joke or for serious?
No, it's actually their number one and number two priorities.
Ah, very good. And with that, we'll go straight into our news of the week, which is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. They know mortgages. And like I've been saying lately, normally this time of year, they're kind of sitting back. They're drinking a lot of daiquiris and pina coladas and just kind of celebrating the year that was. Not this year. It is busy time still in the single family housing market. All sorts of people are still moving and buying houses, even now that we're into the holiday season, and still a lot of refis. I was talking with Eagle Mortgage just this week, and they said, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that have 5% home loans or what have you. For God's sake,
crazy.
Get in there. Yeah, get that taken care of. Talk to your friendly mortgage broker at eaglemortgagecompany.com or stop in person at 114th and Davenport. All right, bunch of things on the news docket this week. First off, we now know the name of the science museum that will be opening in a couple years on the site of the former Rick's Cafe Boatyard. It is Kiewit Luminarium. Trenton, great name.
I was shocked.
Thank you to Kiewit and all of the people who participated in that planning and fundraising.
Absolutely.
Kiewit Luminarium. It'll be $101 million. It will be, like I said, on the site of the old Rick's at Lewis and Clark Landing. Construction is technically underway.
On the riverfront.
Yeah.
You know what a luminarium is?
Something that lights.
Actually, if you look it up, it's a piece of art that you can walk through.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be very appropriate because in reading the press release about the museum, there are going to be exhibits that are, one exhibit will be more than one story, and you actually go through it.
And it'll be forever changing, too. It's obviously a big thing for education of kids and science. And what I love about a lot of these public-private efforts and educational efforts throughout Omaha is it's all about educating our youth and adults, but also retention, and that's really important.
Yeah.
And attracting new people to Omaha.
Yeah, the organization that will run it released not only a press release this week, but some renderings. And there's one rendering when you're looking at it from the other side of the Missouri River with the Omaha skyline in the back, and it's pretty darned impressive. It's not going to be a small building by any stretch of the imagination, and it will really be an architectural statement. So that should be opening in a couple of years, probably a complicated build because it's a very premium building with premium exhibits on the inside. We're excited about that. Kiewit Luminarium is the official name. Offutt Air Force Base is a finalist for U.S. Space Command. I was kind of surprised to find this news out because I thought U.S. Space Command had already landed somewhere, and was quite surprised that we were even a possible choice for this. But if it were to happen, we would get about 1,400 new jobs and supposedly a pretty significant construction project.
We'll take them.
And the other bases with which we are in competition are Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico.
Never heard of it.
What do you mean you've never heard of it?
Okay, heard of it.
Okay. Patrick Air Force Base in Florida, Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado, Redstone Army Airfield in Alabama. I can say I haven't heard of that one. And the former Kelly Air Force Base in Texas. World Herald article on the announcement that Offutt made, the final six, mentioned that Offutt already is in the midst of a building boom. Of course, recently the $1.3 billion Strategic Command headquarters opened there. $790 million is expected to be invested on recovery and reconstruction because of the 2019 floods. And the runway will be a $176 million replacement project, which for the life of me, I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
A lot of pavement.
I get that it's a lot of pavement, but a strip of pavement is $176 million.
Could be steel reinforced.
What is it, 100 feet deep?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be strong.
I guess it has to be. I mean, it is the...
plus,
it's going to take 2 years.
Well, probably, that kind of cost is probably... ready to go for spaceships launching, so
yeah, it better.
They're going horizontal, vertical, the whole.
It better
all directions.
So Trenton, have you been a passenger on orbit so far this week?
I have not, but I've seen orbit.
Yeah, I've deliberately drove up and down Dodge Street yesterday, and the orbit buses looked very cool going up and down the street. Can't say that when I looked in, there were very many passengers in them, but it's early and it's a pandemic, and I think people
soft opening.
Yeah, they kind of need to get used to it a little bit, but they look very cool. The stations are crisp and
it's
clean.
It's good for social distancing.
Yeah, I think you can social distance so far. Orbit is free until March, so if you want to try it without buying it.
Oh, sure. It's like giving out free drugs, trying to get everybody hooked.
That's what you do. When the gangs come in, they give you free drugs, you're hooked.
Yep.
When Orbit comes in, they give you free rides, and you will be similarly hooked.
Yeah, so everybody, just take it easy, understand it.
Go slow. But I think they look great. That'll be a big boon for development along the Dodge Corridor. And the interesting question is, after we get through the pandemic and passenger numbers become what I think everyone hopes they will become, what will be next? Will it be 24th Street? Will it be 72nd Street? Will it be extended into Council Bluffs? There are so many options. But big day for transit this week when that officially opened, Omaha Rapid Bus Transit. All right, Trenton, very exciting. Your mother was the lovely Carolyn Schimmel-Magid.
Still is.
Your mother was the first guest, which is what I was going to say.
Okay.
Your mother was the first guest at the grand opening of the new Cottonwood Hotel, formerly the Blackstone. Let's hear all about it.
You know, this is an amazing $75 million project. Loyal listeners of our show and our friends know about it, but basically Charles Schimmel, my great-grandfather, purchased the Blackstone in 1920. It was built in 1916. And the family had a few hotels, and this one was the crown jewel. And he had four sons. A.Q. Schimmel was my grandfather. My mother grew up in the Cornhusker Hotel to age about seven in Lincoln, the original Cornhusker, that is. So on Tuesday, very graciously, the developers, which are Green Slate and Clarity Development and a number of stakeholders, were kind enough to honor her with being the first check-in.
That's
and
so cool.
They had a ribbon cutting. The mayor was there, a lot of dignitaries, and it was small. It was a small event. It was very social distanced, and it's fully open now. It's the Climpton Cottonwood Hotel in Omaha and 36th and Farnham. They have one or two restaurants open, and then the Chop House is going to be appropriately named the committee, which my great-grandfather Charles was friends with Reuben Kolakowski, and that's where the Reuben sandwich was invented. It was a poker game. And actually, we donated the poker table that they used to play at, and it, you can see it in the Orleans room right to the right of the lobby. So we donated a few other artifacts, and very exciting for this. In the near future, we're gonna stay there and have fun. So I encourage everyone to go check out the restaurants and bars, and when the spring comes, they've got a pool. They're gonna have memberships to pool. The whole neighborhood is invested in. Literally invested in the Blackstone project.
So when your mom was the first check-in this week, you were there, right? You were there with her.
Oh,
so
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Saw everything.
Yeah, absolutely on Tuesday. And we've gone through a couple times, and it's amazing. I mean, it's very nostalgic. They kept a lot of the, the marble staircase. They also honored the family with the Schimmel Ballroom on top, which is neat, and they've got a big open space, a deck out there, and the views are unparalleled.
In honor of your great-grandfather, let's start another committee.
Totally.
Let's start another committee.
Have some Reuben sandwiches.
Yeah.
So it's just I'm just tickled that my mom got to experience this, and our extended family we're just thrilled on what they've done with it.
Yeah, great job to the developers. The Kempton Cottonwood Hotel, now open for business in the Blackstone District. Who says history can't repeat or the past cannot come back alive?
And Charles bought it 100 years ago this year. Think about that for a second.
Time flies.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. It's a great story. Great story and a great part of Omaha that has come so far in such a short period of time. Well, that is your news of the week brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, EagleMortgageCompany.com. When we come back, we're going to bring on Chip James. He is head of Lockwood Development, very busy developer in the Omaha area. Not the least among his projects is the Crossroads. So we're going to hear about that and several other things that Chip and his colleagues are working on in the Omaha area. Going to be a great interview, very informative, full of lots of things you're going to want to know and talk about this holiday weekend coming up next week. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by NAI, NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate, and D&M Roofing. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Hi, this is Chris Baker. Over the weekend, we may not be on the air, but always we are engaged. So check the Chris Baker page at KFAB.com.
And welcome back to Grow Omaha, the only show that focuses on the growth and development of your favorite city. Jeff Beals, Trenton Magid from NAI, NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing. We love Eric Obrimt and his team at D&M Roofing because they do such a darn good job on roofs. Doesn't matter whether it's a residential one or a commercial one. They are top-notch, take care of you with the best roofers in the business and such attention to detail and client service. So if you are thinking about a new roof or you are in charge of a commercial building and you would like to take advantage of their roofing maintenance and preventative, the maintenance program, which prevents all sorts of problems, go to dandmroofing.com, dandmroofing.com. Well, we have Chip James with us, head of Lockwood Development, one of the most active development companies in the area. Chip, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeff and Trenton, for having me on.
It's an honor to have you on the show.
I'd like to just echo what you said earlier. The Cottonwood Hotel is amazing, and our buddies who are developing it have had such attention to detail that they deserve a lot of credit for what they're bringing back. So everybody go down there and see it. It's amazing.
And spend money. Well, Chip James, and I want to give everybody a little bit of background because you and I have really grown up in this industry. We've known each other for probably 25 years and basically started out together, and we've known each other. We've been friends, and I consider you a close friend. And basically, to watch you grow and to build Lockwood Development, Bloomfield Custom Homes, and you have operating businesses, you have in Lockwood Construction or Lockwood Development, part of that organization, it's amazing. And you can't drive around Omaha without seeing what Chip and his team have built. And some of the things we'll talk on is obviously everybody wants to know about the Crossroads at 72nd and Dodge that you're doing with Frank Krejci of Century Development and one of the great grandfathers of the industry, and he's a great guy. And basically, just to name a few to give you a breadth of Lockwood Development, Chip James, Candlewood, which is 123rd or so by Costco, mixed-use development there. Was it the Orion Building? It used to be North Star?
Yep, and Legacy.
Legacy. Those are two big buildings out there. A lot of land development. And, of course, the former Ironwood Highland Country Club. That's, what, 155 acres or so?
Yep.
And now Sterling Ridge, where you have LinkedIn. You have beautiful office buildings, beautiful residential. You were on board with the Tri-Faith Initiative, which you worked with them to acquire all that land over there. So those are just a few of it, but you'll see Lockwood Development signs. And so, Chip, I just want to say thank you. It's been a long time coming to get you on this show, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been a long time. We did grow up, you know, in the industry together, and you were at Mega at the time, and I was at the real estate brokerage company, and,
yeah,
you know, I think both had good...
We almost went into business together.
Yeah, we've had good mentors to start, and, you know, I couldn't be here without going through that with the real estate brokerage company and Dave Underwood, and, you know, it's been fun.
And me with Jim Moore and Karen Hansen, yeah. And we've worked on a lot of projects together, and I thank you for that as well. And we've learned from each other, and our industry is we're an industry that's always learning, and we're always developing, and always taking on new projects. But you've taken it to the stratosphere now, and so let's start with a small project called Crossroads.
The Crossroads is what we've named it now.
What the hell inspired that?
Well, I was lucky enough to have Frank Creci ask me to be a partner, and I'm really honored. And so Frank and I got together a couple years ago and started working on the idea of what this could be today. And, I had a vision of a very mixed-use project, and Frank really liked those ideas. And over many, many conversations and many, many lunches pre-COVID, we kind of came to an agreement, and now we're tearing down buildings, and it seems like a long time ago, but it's gone really quickly.
And Frank's forgot more about real estate than any of us know, but he's a great partner. He bought the Crossroads and that parking garage, which will stay there and be updated. The Target store will stay, that's separately owned. But really, you have a big development area. People can see that Applebee's has been torn down, that the old Best Buy and Bag and Save have been torn down, rightfully so. And you got a good start, but people don't realize the scope of this thing. This is probably a 4-year project,
at least
to get it done. And just the to tear down a building like that is millions of dollars and very complicated. But give us an idea of the mix. You know, obviously you've been working with the mayor's office, and you've been working with all the city and tenants and other people. What give us an idea of what the northwest corner of 72nd and Dodge Street will look like?
Well, our original goal was to figure out what that mix should be. Really, you know, I attack any real estate project is not what my goal should be, but what really the project wants to be, or the land wants to be, or the community wants. You know, we don't try to fit what we do into, you know, that's why we don't always do every deal that comes along. So it was really looking at what made sense there. And so we ended up with a mix of probably 150 hotel rooms, somewhere between 400 and 500 apartments. We ended up with more office than I thought, and I'm an office developer, so most people would have thought I would have stacked it with office. But realistically, you've got to just look at what's really viable. And we shrunk the retail significantly. We have 6 to 8 restaurants. We have some entertainment. So really what we wanted to do was a mix of a project that nothing stood on its own. Everything kind of blends. Nobody dominated the project. We didn't live or die on one idea.
And that gets complicated because you're probably talking, what, 8 stories or so?
It depends on which part of the project. But one of the things we wanted to do was go vertical so that we had, you know, a real presence on that corner. So instead of doing a 4-story hotel that was stick-framed, we're probably 8 or 9. Our office is probably 8 or 9. Our apartments are probably 6. So, but our retail's 1-story. So we have a lot of 1-story buildings as well. It's a real mix.
Okay. It's got to be interconnected, and – there'll be more parking than just that parking garage.
Yeah, that's probably the most complicated part of the project is where we have stacked parking, because Omaha has really learned to park in parking lots like, you know, normal Midwestern cold cities do. We're not trained to go in garages. Exarban has started to get people to use them, but where do we put this parking that people will actually use? And so we're stacking parking all over the site that you won't believe, under, over, you know, it's really complicated.
And kind of a fun fact, that Crossroads site right now, it has a huge underground element, doesn't it?
Yes. It's the whole mall to get to Sears going west is a delivery spot for trucks for all those stores that were in the original Crossroads in 1961.
So semis go underneath there?
Yep.
Bet you guys didn't know that. That's why you listened to the
show.
It'll
flood.
So where's the entrance?
Right by Target, backside of Target.
Really? So they
there is a door on it, so no, you cannot go down there on the public.
Damn, that was my plan right after the show.
Yeah.
Taking my drone.
The first time I went down there, it was actually flooded, so.
You had a water feature, huh?
Yeah.
So we're talking with Chip James, head of Lockwood Development, about the Crossroads. And Chip, like Trenton mentioned, a few of those retail buildings on the west side of the project pretty much gone.
Yep.
When will we start to see demolition of the Crossroads Mall proper from the outside?
Probably sometime after the first of the year. It might be February. Could be January. It just depends how fast we go with the interior demolition.
And the interior demolition probably involves bringing out items of salvageable value.
They've already done a lot of that with the auction. So a lot of it's just taking down stuff. And we have a little asbestos in Sears. And so there's some stuff we have to do.
Do 30-year-old escalators bring money?
No.
Okay. Were you surprised that went at the auction that...
That's a short answer.
There's more surprised what didn't go, I guess. But we had an auction at Sterling Ridge for the clubhouse, and I was absolutely amazed at what we sold and how much. Our estimate was $150, and we sold $600, and this was probably the opposite.
So, really? Are there any takers for the crown jewel of the current Crossroads, the very pert tents? Or
no?
Okay. That's a good way to put it. So what happens to that? Do that just gets thrown?
Steel, maybe.
Yeah, that will go away. Unfortunately, they just aren't salvageable this many years later.
Yeah. I noticed also driving into the show today on Cass Street, there are like a single family house and a small apartment building. It looks like those are starting to come down now.
The Palm Reader house is coming
what?
Down.
That's a loss right there. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you work that sign into the deal?
No, but she must have. She left, you know, before we did this, so she must have had a premonition.
So
she knew it.
She's not going to be a tenant in the new Crossroads?
She's not.
That's a shame.
We tried.
All right. We're going to take a middle of the show break, but when we come back, we will have the Noddle Development Spotlight and then more with Chip James from Lockwood Development. We'll talk about some of the other projects that Chip and his colleagues have on the docket. You don't want to miss any of this. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
From Rudy Giuliani's hair to the NSAA and the black shirts, it's a Rosie Did You Leftover Day on the podcast page under Jim Rose at KFAB.com.
And back to Grow Omaha, Jeff Beals and Trent Maggott at your service. And it is time for our weekly real estate development spotlight brought to you by Noddle Companies. Noddle Companies, one of the Midwest premier development and real estate construction firms around. And we wanted on this week's episode to talk about some comments that Jay Noddle made at the Midwest Real Estate News Conference focusing on Omaha yesterday. It was a virtual conference. And as some of you know, Jay, head of Noddle, is in charge of the Urban Core Committee, an initiative of the City of Omaha and the Greater Omaha Chamber. And during that program, Jay talked about the core, the Urban Core, and said currently there is $950 million worth of real estate development underway in the core. And roughly speaking, the core is north of Leavenworth, south of what may be Cumming, goes into the east side of Council Bluffs and goes out to about Saddle Creek area. So,
and they want to include that the steel castings plant, just west of Saddle Creek.
Good point, yeah,
15
because
acres.
That'll eventually be a mixed-use development, we suspect. So in that core right now, $950 million worth of development underway, a proposed $3.6 billion of development in that area, which would total $4.55 billion. Now, of that $3.6 billion, Regular listeners know about 2.6 of that would be the next project at UNMC, Nebraska Medicine.
It is called the Next Project, by the way.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Not just a Next Project.
NEXT, Next Project, yes. And it would be small massive hospital and research facilities on the northwest corner of the Med Center campus. Altogether, there are 19 projects in the urban core that are either underway or planned, and most of these are not small. They are pretty substantial projects. And Jay had an interesting quote during the presentation at the Midwest Real Estate News Conference yesterday. He said it's staggering the amount this will change our community forever, and that the growth people can expect in Omaha's urban core over the next 2 to 4 years will cause a lot of other communities, including larger ones in the Midwest, to be rather envious. So we'll keep our eye on that. Well, a project that's just a little bit west of the core is the Crossroads, which is underway thanks to Lockwood Development. Chip James, head of Lockwood Development, along with his partner Century Development, are working on that. Chip's here with us on the show today. And Chip, we want to talk a little bit about some of your other projects. And so I'm going to kind of turn it back over to Trenton to do just that.
And first, I want to give a shout out to Barry James, your brother. And Barry, I need to apologize. Barry is the head of American Interstate Holding Company, American Interstate Bank. And I need to correct myself. I said that the West Side Warriors went 24-0. And Chip said that's wrong because Barry would say it should be 24-0 because you cannot mix
alphanumeric. I've learned that over many, many years.
That sounds like military speak to you.
And that is early 1980s West Side, not current West Side.
So thanks for listening to the show, Barry. We appreciate it. this show goes very fast, as people know. And so let's switch to one of your other major, major projects. And before you even thought about Crossroads, you did a crazy thing and went to an auction at about 9:30. And then you didn't go. You sent someone. But at 9:30 in the morning, and by 5 o'clock that afternoon, you owned Ironwood Country Club, about 150 acres at 132nd and Pacific Street. And that was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, 10 years ago, January of 2010.
And what's amazing is what you've done with it. And so beautiful office buildings, it says Lockwood Development, the buildings. And give us kind of a quick overview of that, and then we'll talk about the LinkedIn project.
Really quickly, I'd just also like to say I didn't buy that myself. Without Lance Larson and my family, that project wouldn't have gotten off the ground. But really quickly, I had a vision when I saw that the golf course was going into receivership by First National Bank in November, and I immediately the next day started drawing with Doug Halverson from Olson an idea, and it was just a dream. I didn't really think it would ever get to auction, and I really didn't think I'd be able to buy it or we would be able to buy it. But I had a vision for what the next really Class A office park could look like and how we could improve upon things that had been done in the past. And so, we just got, it just kept going and it got lucky. So
with the number of stakeholders and the Tri-Faith Initiative, which is unique in the world, that's got to be approaching $500 million up there.
Oh, yeah. The Tri-Faith was just a great addition. I had no idea when I was drawing that could be a part of our project, and we immediately embraced it and loved it, and it really actually changed the ability of what we wanted to do to something really special. Not that it wouldn't have been special anyway, but it really elevated that.
Yeah, and before we run out of time, I want to give a shout out to Emily O'Connor and Bob Bagley, Brian Iannone, who heads the construction, and there's a big team.
Jude Beller and there's a ton.
You got a ton of people over there.
But thank you.
I'm remiss for leaving some people out.
I should have said that, but no, it's right. I haven't gotten there yet.
So anyway, basically, Bloomfield Custom Homes, you've got a bunch of beautiful homes as part of Sterling Ridge.
Yep.
But let's talk about, you've got a couple 100,000 feet there for LinkedIn.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
We luckily pulled off that project a couple years ago, and we got them to take 200,000 feet. They did pause during COVID to redesign their interior space, but they're back going full bore and will open September 1 barring any problems.
And they've got room for about 800 to 1,000 employees.
Room really to go to 1,200.
Wow.
But the goal is really 1,000.
All right, we are going to take our final break of the show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Chip James in the lightning round and a few other news items for you. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Hi, this is Chris Baker. We'll have the latest on an Omaha police shooting and the latest on election updates on the next Chris Baker Show, Monday, 2 to 6 on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
And welcome back. It is the lightning round brought to you by Turner Construction. Turner's building for the future today and every day. They've got projects going on all over the world, but here in Omaha, they're doing a little project you may have heard of called the Papillion Data Center. Millions and millions of square feet along Highway 50, but they work with a lot of smaller projects too. In fact, there's no project that's too small for them, even though they're one of the largest construction companies in the world. And we thank Turner Construction for everything they're doing to prepare young people to go into the construction trades. We desperately need more talent there, and Turner Construction is leading the way. A couple quick items before we finish up with Chip James of Lockwood Development. The hotel proposed for 44th and Douglas, 7 stories, 95 rooms, will be a Hampton Inn and Suites. It looks like there will possibly be a restaurant on the corner. Speaking of restaurants, the Applebee's near 180th and Center is closed no more. But here's some good restaurant news. One opened last month in the Blackstone District called the Lucky Tiger Izakaya, and it is in the former Dante and Forno space. Hy-Vee has announced it's looking to add 1,100 employees in the Omaha area. Permanent and temporary full and part-time jobs. Sinful Burger at 4005 Twin Creek Drive along Highway 370 in Bellevue has closed, but it is now reopening under new management. That should open imminently within days. And Streck Laboratories is planning 84 apartments and 3 four-story buildings right at around 118th and Emmeline. All right, we are going to finish up with Chip James, head of Lockwood Development. Chip, one of the projects that you guys are working on would be the Loveland Estates, immediately east of State Champion Westside High School. And we have had a lot of listeners say, what's going on just east of Westside? Tell us about that project.
If I screw anything up, it's only because Emily knows more than I do about it. But we have about 19 villas, and thankfully I got to team up with Bill Dyer and his wife Ray, and they had bought all the land long ago and wanted to protect what they had behind them and wanted to make sure that something was done correctly, and it's been a real pleasure to work with them. I mean, it's just become friends with them, and that's great. We should be able to stake lots probably in the next week or two. So we had hoped to probably break ground on our first house this year, but with everything going
on. Huge demand over there, right?
There is. It feels that way. I mean, our calls and our waiting lists and talking, and obviously you have to convert that, but I think we will have a really successful 21. I think we'll be building several houses, and I think it's going to be a really neat opportunity to live within walking distance to Countryside Village and Starbucks and, you know, restaurants and
Westside High School.
Right, you know, right in the heart of Omaha. So we're excited to be involved, and Bloomfield's excited to be involved, and I think it'll be a real add to the neighborhood.
Well, these are not just going to be run-of-the-mill townhouses. It's supposed to be pretty nice, I understand.
They are. They're on the upper level. So I think our starting home is about $850 ish. So yes, I mean, they'll be on the high end. But we did the same thing at Sterling, not the same thing, but a different way at Sterling Ridge. And we know that that takes time. You know, we're not going to sell out 19 in 1 year, but.
Hey, speaking of Sterling Ridge, we were talking about that in the last segment, and Trenton brought up the LinkedIn project, beautiful set of 2 5-story buildings. Chip, tech companies like LinkedIn are working from home lately. When does LinkedIn plan on moving into those new buildings?
September 1, 2021.
Okay, so it's a little ways out.
Yep.
Okay.
They're all being very cautious about when they move back in, but they are planning on moving back in, and there's no intention to work from home permanently.
Great, great. And they are beautiful buildings.
Thank
I mean,
you.
They really turned out nice.
So what's your thought? There's a little bit of land left on the southeast corner of 132nd and Pacific Street. What's your plan there?
We have an ability to do another 250,000 feet in 2 buildings for corporate headquarters, multi-tenant buildings. But with the amount of office being built right now on West Dodge, I think, you know, unless we have a pretty good tenant. We'll probably wait and see.
When does Centris open?
Centris, I believe, opens right after Christmas.
Awesome.
Hey, Chip, going back to the Crossroads development, don't mean to put you on the spot, and there's probably a lot of things you can't say, but are there any retailers, businesses that are committed? And either way, whether it's yes or no, when might the general public find out about some of the businesses that could be coming to the Crossroads?
And what do they rhyme with?
And what do they rhyme with that you can't say?
There is nothing I can announce yet. I would say we'll probably be a little while before we're announcing retailers. We'll probably be announcing a few other things earlier than that. You know, we're not going to finish the Crossroads till third quarter of 24. And, you know, maybe even a little later, depending on weather and everything else. Frank is very driving me to make sure we get this done earlier, and I'm doing my best. But I think we're a ways off from announcing a few what we want to do. There.
But there's been strong interest nationally?
Yes. COVID certainly not helped. It's not a lack of interest. It's just they're dealing with the things they've got to deal with in their current store. So it isn't – we've talked to everybody we were talking to pre-COVID, and everybody is not going anywhere, but they've got to, you know, just got to kind of shore up what they need to do.
But Lockwood Development, a lot of people I'm sure don't know that you're beyond Omaha.
A little bit. We've done a project in Arkansas. We have a project in Lawrence, Kansas. We're doing a project in Lawton. But realistically, our 85-90% of our focus is here in the metro area.
And we thank you for that.
But we have a few things.
Well, Chip, we very much appreciate you joining us on the show today. And thank you for all of the investment in Omaha, the leadership that you and your colleagues exhibit in the real estate and construction development world.
And your tax dollars.
And those two.
Real estate.
Honored to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure. Chip James, head of Lockwood Development, involved in many developments around the area. Hey, before we split, just want to mention a couple things from that Midwest Real Estate News virtual workshop yesterday. One of the panelists talked about Dillard's possibly moving to the Westroads. That has been a rumor that has been
a long time
floating around for a long time, but not confirmed publicly or officially. Also, another panelist said the amount of industrial construction this year is greater than the last 4 years combined. There's currently 3.6 million square feet of industrial under construction, 20% of which is speculative.
And didn't they say that that didn't even include the data centers?
Yeah, that did not include the data centers, which would be millions of square feet more. Also in the conference, someone made the point that everyone keeps talking about the Amazon regional distribution center as 700,000 square feet.
Right, I was just going to bring that up.
That's just the footprint. The panelist
2.4 million?
Brought up, yeah, it's three levels, so it's 2.4 million square feet of industrial space in that one building. My question for you is, will that be the largest single building in the state of Nebraska? Is there a building in Nebraska that has more than 2.4 million square feet?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We'd have to do our research on that. It would probably be, I don't know, maybe the Western Electric, Avaya, Lucent, now Kiewit Miller Lumber
building.
I don't
think that was more than a million or
so. It's got to be more than a million, don't you think?
Okay, 2 million.
Okay. I don't know. But that was a thought that entered my head. What might be the largest building? And that Amazon building has to be in the running at 2.4 million
absolutely.
Feet. The Westroads, for reference, is about 1.2,
yeah.
I think. So it would be the equivalent of two Westroads in floor space. So that's kind of interesting to even kind of think about what that might mean. Hey, Tracy Ernest and Gabby Estivo from our company, NAINP Dodge, have a really cool building for sale in the old market, 1115 Harney Street. The former Thomas Mangelson Wildlife Art Gallery was in the ground floor. In addition to that retail space, there's also 20 studio apartments upstairs. So, hey, you can own your little piece of the old market. That is next to the planned Moxie by Marriott Hotel, about which we have not heard too much lately, but we assume that is still a project that is in play. But Trenton, it's been an active time and the music is playing, so it means our time this week is done, but we'll be back again next week. So
absolutely.
Until then, I'm Jeff Beals.
And I'm Trenton Maggot.
You've been listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge. We'll chat with you next week at 9 o'clock right here on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.